like to talk to you is love is the Christianity. Christianity has spread around the world with the love of Jesus. The story of Jesus that is full of love touches the heart of many people around the world, so they became Christian because of the story of Jesus. In an Islamic country like Egypt, when majority of people are Muslims, you'll find Muslim writers who wrote in a very famous newspaper use words that Jesus said about love. Jesus is a beautiful characteristic in the world in all the years about love. So people came to the Christianity because of the love of Jesus. The characteristic or the personality of Jesus is the personality of love. That's why Jesus is very attractive, because of his personality, or this characteristic of love. You cannot go to heaven without love. Akom Shinoda one time said the currency in heaven is love. So if you like to live in heaven, you should have some money, because you cannot die in heaven without this money. The money in heaven is the amount of love given into heaven. And some other beautiful Christian author said one day that the key to the door of heaven is love. You cannot go to heaven without love. Christianity equals love. St. Paul, in this passage in your hand that we read today, he said many things about if I do and if I do and if I do, if I am having faith that to move mountains, if I can prophesy, if I can do anything, but I don't have love equals zero in life and in front of the Lord. So the main thing of your Christianity is love. Yesterday, a husband and wife came to me and they had a bit of misunderstanding, and the man was very angry with his wife, so his voice was a bit loud, shouted to his wife, and she was very angry because of that. And but she came and said a couple of hours today, yesterday was Thursday, we have a mass in the morning, and she said yeah, in the afternoon he came and he apologized to me, and he kissed my foot, and I accept his apology, but we got a couple of confession and so on. And the man came after she went out, and he told me something very nice. He told me, do you know why I did that? And I asked him, because you did something wrong by shouting very much and by being not nice to your wife. And they said, no, Abuna, I was coming to church, and I remember the word of Jesus, that he said that if you come to church to worship the Lord, or to offer any sacrifice, and you have some hatred in your heart, you don't have love in your heart, you don't come to church. I don't want you in the church. Don't come to church, your sacrifice is not accepted. You yourself is not accepted when you don't have love. This has moved me very much. The fact, and he's a very good man, he's a beautiful Christian person, that he knows very well the teaching of his Christianity. That he says that I cannot come to Mass, I cannot worship the Lord, I cannot offer sacrifice when I have something against my wife, when I make her at home not happy, and I come to the Lord. It is better for me not to come to the Lord. It is better for me not to have a wife. Because the meaning of Christianity is love. If you don't have love, you don't do anything in Christianity. Another nice story happened a couple of months ago. In Kuala Lumpur, we had a new church. We bought a place that we made a new church. And I have to go, the Idris asked me to go and to do the thing in the church. So we have walls, and we need to change these walls in the church like this one. So we bought all the icons, and we imported from Egypt the icon status, and we get censor, and we get everything for a church. And came the time that I go over there in Malaysia. There is a very nice family, and he's a rich family, very, very close to God, the husband and his wife, and they love God very much. So they kept calling and say, Abuna, we love to go and buy things for the church before you come. We saw a chandelier that is so beautiful for the church, and we saw some rugs, and they would like to buy things which is very expensive, because this is a church. We have a budget over there. They are going to use the money of the church. And then came another person calling me after half an hour, saying these people, Abuna, are not doing the right thing. They are going to spend all the money in some decoration. Let us leave some money or do something good for the church. It's not good. And I found that he started to be a bit of the fight in that church. These families, as they would like to make the church so beautiful, they say that at the end we are going to donate the money. So we don't need any money from the church, we are going to donate the money. But I know very well that this is not going to make the rest of the people very happy, that that they think that we should make the church moderate, not very much, put a lot of money in decoration and so on. So I told this family, they insisted on that, and I told them, maybe what you are thinking is correct, but what about if we build a church with a dispute between you as families over there? Would you be happy? Do you think that the Lord will be in this church when you try to make the church so beautiful, but you make some other people in the congregation not very happy? And this word will make them say, no, we don't think that we are going to make them do whatever they like, but we would like the love to be there among us. We don't want any dispute. And they went over there, and they found this family that they would like to spend a lot of money in building a beautiful church, and against the will of the rest of the congregation, very, very happy that there is love, that there is no dispute between them. Because they had a dispute for a couple of weeks, fighting for, we would like to spend a lot of money in decorating the church, the other group saying, no, it is not proper at all to spend all this money. So this is the meaning of love, that we cannot, I cannot be happy to do whatever I like without making the other person happy and relax that I have to do that. So this is the meaning of your Christianity, is to practice love. If you think to yourself that you are a true Christian, and if you think to yourself that you are going to make it to heaven, and if you think to yourself that you read in the Bible and you have a good relationship with the Lord and you want to have love around you, be sure that St. Paul said today in the passage that this is not going to make you anything. It's better for you not fasting. It's better for you to leave your Christianity. It's better for you not to struggle spiritually. Just leave it, because without love, the Lord is not going to accept you. This gives us maybe a meaning about the word God is love. One of the beautiful meaning of the Lord, or one of the beautiful names that the Lord will choose for himself, is God is love. God is love is three words, but this summarizes who is the Lord. The Lord is love. So this is how important love is. Heaven is the country of love, is a place of love. Some people say, is heaven, we are going to say Tazbaha all the time, we are going to be very bold. And is it heaven that we are going to stay all the day reading something, yeah, something spiritual? There is nothing, no entertainment in heaven. And this is not true that in heaven we are going to practice things in heaven. But heaven is a place of love. Imagine yourself, you are living at home when mom and dad and you as a family having a lot of harmony, or a day comes that you are all happy and all peaceful. Would you love this house, or you don't? Maybe you need to go out for something and you say, I enjoy my family very much today. We are in a lot of harmony. We are doing something together. We are laughing, we are loving each other. So this place is so beautiful. Maybe you don't want to leave this place because it's so beautiful. Mom and dad sure loves you. Your brother and sister sure loves you. Maybe this is a lot of imagination in my mind, because this is not, maybe it's not the case all the time, but imagine this is the case. You are in a place full of love. Would you like to leave this place? Absolutely not. Heaven is a place of love, the country of love. You are going to be very happy in heaven, and you are not going to count the days in heaven because it is a place of love. You will find that Saint Mary takes care of you very much. You will find that Saint George is very happy. You will find Jesus is bringing love to everyone around you. Imagine you are sharing a unit with some friend of you, and this friend is so nice, giving you a smile in the morning, preparing for you breakfast, willing to do everything for you. Would this house and this unit be something so sweet? Of course, something so sweet. And if someone tells you, would you like to move this unit? Say never, because I'm very happy with the roommate I have. It's very, she's very, very beautiful and full of love. Exactly the same heaven. Heaven is like that. Heaven is the country of love. We are going to be very happy in heaven because of the love of the saints over there. It's a place full of love. Would you find anger in heaven? Never. There is no anger in heaven at all. would you find any hatred in judge, in jealousy? You won't find any of those. Heaven doesn't have any. That's why heaven is a country of love. And that's why we Christian people love very much to go to heaven. We are looking forward to go to heaven. Death for Christian people is not something that we hate because we know that we are going to be in the churches. So death for Christian people is not something that is scary, but very worrying. But it is something joyful for us to go and enjoy. Pope Tawadros leaving, being the Pope about a year ago, or a year and 2 months ago. He is the Pope of Christian people, and he needs to teach the people, Muslim people around him. Maybe 85% of Egypt is Muslim people, and 15% are Christian. The head of this 15% Christian is the Pope. So his language has to be the language of God, and his language has to be full of love. I love Pope Tawadros very much when he said the sentence after the revolution, the second wave of revolution on the 30th of June last year, that came and the Muslims, fanatics of course, because there are good Muslims in Egypt and they are fanatics. When we say Muslims, we mean fanatics, but there are very nice Muslims in Egypt. Fanatics came and burned it one day they burned it 50 churches. They brought it to nothing. Like imagine you pray at St. Martin Church. And one day you came, you find the holy church is burned, nothing in it. So it is a lot of drama among the Christian people. They really will say about this 50 church. And there's no one place in Egypt that does not include some churches which is burned. And everyone is waiting for the Pope to say something for the media. And the Pope came and he took the language. And he said that we offer these 50 shares. Thank you, Monica. Thank you for the act of love. So he came and said a beautiful sentence, and he said, we offer these 50 churches as a sacrifice to the Lord so that we bring you peace to our camp. Those 50 churches are nothing. We are going to build them again. And these were the Muslims before the Christian people started giving us prayer. They cannot imagine the world of love, that the hope of Christianity and the spirit of love that the hope of Christianity is talking to them. And this is the image of Christ. We are very happy as Christian people to have Pope Tawadros, because he sent love in every occasion. In every time he comes into the media, his language is full of love. And this is the image of Jesus, because Jesus in everything he was doing in 3.5 years on earth was full of love. Please tonight imagine and revisit your life and think of your life. Is your life full of love or not? If you don't have enough love in your heart, if you are not practicing love, you are not really a good preacher. You are not really a good Christian, because Christianity means love. If you are not showing love to people around you, if you have a feeling of feeling of jealousy, a feeling of hatred in your heart, please think again of your Christian part, think again of your eternal life, because you are called to be full of love. As Christian people, we are called to be full of love. If we have love, we are not going to judge anyone, because instead of judging anyone, we love everyone. And if we have love, we are not going to be angry. In the street now, there are a lot of anger. In the shopping centers, when you go to a shopping center, and you go to one of the shops, maybe you find two fighters with someone, which is against love. If you are a Christian people, you never fight someone, but practice love. Maggie was giving us today a beautiful passage in the Bible about Saul and David. If you are here, she was saying that Saul came to David with 3,000 soldiers and David had 300. And the Lord allowed David to go into the cave where Saul was sleeping. And then the army of David told him, "The Lord give you David today as a gift." Kill him. He was sleeping, everyone around him was sleeping, and David has his sword in his hand, and he was about to kill him. But he didn't do that, because he said that I'm not going to kill the anointed one of the Lord. His heart is full of love, David. So he kills this person. And then he takes a part of his garment to prove that if I can cut a part of your garment, so I can cut your head. But I didn't want to cut your head. So after Saul wake up in the morning, David came and say, "Look, this is your garment." And Maggie was reading this part and was contemplating this part, and she said a beautiful verse. I like it very much. Saul shouted and said, "Now I knew that you are going to be the king of Israel. Now I knew you are going to be the king of Israel." And I would like you to ask you a question. With which sword, with which weapon, David is going to be the king of Israel? How come Saul said, "David, you have something in you that can make you the king of Israel. You deserve to be the king of Israel." Not that he cut the head of Saul, but he has something. Do you know what it is, something? That Saul shouted, because Saul was a bad guy, not a good guy, not a beautiful guy, but he saw it very clearly in his eye that David had this crown over his head. You know what it is, crown? Love. That he has a lot of love. He cannot kill Saul. I cannot kill him. I cannot kill the anointed of the Lord. So he had this amount of love that he gave the king of Israel. I'm going to read this passage again, and I really would like you to keep reading it as I have done in the flight and during the few days I spent in Singapore, until I know it by heart, not in English, but in Arabic. But I promise you, I will start reading it in English, so I know it in English as well. So I know it in Arabic and English. Because it is so beautiful, it is the constitution of your Christianity. It is what is going to protect you against anger, against not being a true Christian. This passage is so important. I'll read it again once more. And maybe I'll stop at some parts of it, and I will stress it at some point. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels," like I am a good teacher in the church. I am a Sunday school teacher. I'm a priest. I'm a bishop. I'm a patriarch. I'm someone very important. "But though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clinging cymbal." Like a priest who is saying any words and it doesn't touch the heart of people. He's just speaking too much and it doesn't go away from his mouth to any heart of the people because he doesn't have love. St. Paul said, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal." It doesn't bring any fruits. "And though I have the gift..."
Sorry, can I just ask everyone to please follow along? That's what your bookmarks are for. Just as one is reading, everyone please follow along.
Thank you, Nadine. The second part, verse 2, says, "And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. If I am everything in the world, but I don't have love, I have nothing." This is what St. Paul would like to tell us in this passage. If I am doing everything, if I'm brilliant, if people clap at me, if I am very successful, but I don't have love, I am nothing. I'm not worth anything. Verse number 3. "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor," imagine someone who gives all his money to feed the poor people. He's doing good deeds. He's a very charitable person. He's very well known in the world to give everything he has for the poor. But he does not have love for his wife. He does not have love for his sister. He does not have love for his friend. He does not work. This is what St. Paul says. says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be good, but have not love, it profits me nothing here on earth as in heaven. I'm not going to achieve anything at all if I do all these things, but I don't have love in my heart to everyone. And now, the next part, which is saying about love. How can we know, how can we practice love? It says, love suffers long. Like when you have, for example, a friend, you have to practice patience with your friend. You don't get angry quickly. When you are staying with mom and dad, and mom is telling you a couple of things and keep telling and keep repeating, you don't get angry because you should have long, love suffers long at this time. Yesterday, a lady called me, and I was preparing actually part of this talk, and I was having this passage in front of me. And she kept explaining one problem for over 45 minutes over the phone. And I have many things to do. And at the end, and I started to be a bit right to finish the course. And at the end, she asked me for a telephone number for Buna Matthew. So I told her, all right, look, I had in front of me a copy diary that has all the names. So instead of looking over her name and write, send her an SMS. So I told her, I'll give it to you now. So that she said, no, Abuna, don't tell me that. You send it SMS. I don't have any. And I was going to be really telling her, and if you don't take it over the phone, I'm not going to send it. So after 45 minutes finished. So she said in a very authoritative way, Abuna, you send it SMS, please. And it was this passage in front of me. And I look into love suffers long. And they say, how shame to be a priest and to lose patience, and to lose the long suffering with someone who is maybe in need or maybe. And I told her, yes, I'll send it straight away to you. After she put the phone, I sent that SMS straight away. I was happy. I was very happy. Every time you practice love and long suffering to people around you, this will bring joy. It's a huge joy. So love suffers long and is kind. Love does not end. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. If I have love, I'm not behaving rudely towards people around me. I'm not saying bad words. I'm not swearing if I have love. I'm not hurting other people in a fight with a couple of words like a sword. I make the person in front of me is very angry because a word I say, or a rude word I say, I make him very unhappy. So this is what St. Paul says. If you have love, you should do that. You should does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It does not provoke things, thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity. I stop at this one. Does not rejoice in iniquity. Sometimes when I don't like someone and something happened bad to this person, sometimes it will happen that I don't like this person. And it's good that he is not past his death, or good that he has been fired from his work, and good that his interview didn't went very well. Sometimes you have this heart. Sometimes our hearts are not full of love. Sometimes we suffer that we are not rejoicing, or we are rejoicing in something evil, something not good, we are rejoicing. And this we have to cleanse our heart out of it. We have to clean our heart out of it. What it does mean to have a clean heart? You know what it does mean to have a clean heart? If someone asks, how can I cleanse my heart? What can I do? Can I buy Omo from supermarket to clean my heart? Definitely not. You know what is the Omo you buy from in your heart? These verses. These verses makes you heart clean. So it keep going and say, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Wow, bears all things. Like you don't have an excuse to be angry with your friends. You come and say to Abuna, but this friend did something really bad to me. I have been waiting for half an hour and she said that she's going to pick me up from where, and she hasn't shown me. And I have the right to be angry, but the love is much more wider than that. The Lord would like us to be having this love. I will ask you something and you tell me. What amount of love the Lord shows on the cross to the people who crucified him? what amount of love. He didn't say an excuse to be angry. He didn't say that they have an excuse to say they are going to call for them to go to hell. But what the Lord has done for the cross, he said the beautiful word of love. He said, Lord, execute them, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. And this is the maximum love anyone can say. And this is what St. Paul is telling us to have. It says, continue in verse 8, love never fails. I would like to stop it here. This is a passage I would like meaning of love that you remember by heart. And every time when you go in life, practice this passage. Try to show love. Try to be kind to them. Try to have long suffering. Because this is the only reality of being Christian. The only sign of being Christian is like that. Not that you have a cross here, or you have a cross like my hand. This is not Christianity. Christianity is in this passage. When you practice love, you have a peace of heaven and you are a good Christian. Ignoring you do that.
Can I ask, is there